Find her expert advice anytime at thinklink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on 95.5 FM and AM 750 News Talk WSB.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Elise Glink Show, live on Sundays here on News Talk WSB, online all the time. The website, thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Glink, at Glink, to be part of the conversation. We're already tweeting. I have had three cups of coffee, and I am ready to go. I want to talk about investing in real estate today. Taking your questions at 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Mortgage interest rates hit another historic low this week. Well, they were so close as I'm not even going to split hairs about that. We are seeing properties snapped up all over Atlanta. I was driving around Atlanta this week. I am seeing for sale signs and under contract signs. All of that is great news. And where I want to start today is with a brand new webinar series. I told you last week this was coming. It is up on my website. It is ready to go. It is called, the new series is called The Intentional Investor, How to Be Wildly Successful in Real Estate. All of you who have been asking me, when am I going to do another event? When are we going to do something interesting? When are we going to get everybody together and share really great information? The day has come. But instead of having you come to a hotel room for 3 hours, I have created a 9-part webinar series called The Intentional Investor, How to Be Wildly Successful in Real Estate. And the reason I've done this is because I want you to not just have to come and take notes and scramble around and all the rest. We're going to do that too later this year. But I want you to have this information immediately, right now. It's faster than I could actually put together an investor series with the people that I want, because when I went out there to talk to the experts to bring them in, they were all busy buying investment real estate. And I thought, really what I want to do is I want to get this information to you as quickly as possible. And so this is a 9-part series that looks at all of these important details, the things that I don't want you to miss, because investors know what all the buyers are out there. They know that you've got to get in there and analyze the amazing opportunities that are out there for you. They know that you have to have certain qualities of a real estate investor to identify and understand what the opportunities are. You need to put together a real estate dream team. You've heard me talk about this over the years. I have actually put it now on camera, who your real estate dream team needs to be. It's almost 22 minutes of runtime. I want you to understand the different types of properties. Sam and I today, well, this week, we spent a lot of time talking about whether we should go out and just buy a commercial building. With interest rates this low, his investment clients are out there buying and shopping. I was supposed to meet earlier this week with my friend Ricky Novak, who's been an expert at I think at all of our events. He was too busy to meet with me. He said it's like 2006 for him. He runs a 1031 tax-free exchange company. He says investors are out there selling, buying, upgrading. Too hard to get together for lunch. Location, location, location. How do you analyze and evaluate different locations for different types of properties? How do you do negotiating the right way? I've got a whole webinar on negotiating tips and strategies, how to get the best deal, how to know when to walk away. How do you find great tenants? Because if you aren't going to live, you know, work there yourselves, like with us, we would actually buy a building and work out of one of the units and then rent the other ones out. But what are you going to do if you're just going to invest and then have somebody else rent it? How do you find those great tenants? How do you pick them? How do you manage them successfully? How do you understand where to get in and where to get out with the tenant? And how do you manage real estate for the long run? Strategies for holding and selling properties, exit strategies, when to sell and why to sell, and how to make the most money that you can, including a 1031 tax-free exchange. All of these are available at my website, thinkglink.com, and I've called it the Intentional Investor Series. I love this name because you have to invest with intention, the intention to make money, the intention to buy and hold, the intention to do a fix and flip. What I hate about people who go out and just sort of buy willy-nilly without doing their homework is that they're buying without intention. They're not actually thinking about it. They're just kind of doing it, and that's never the right way to go. You just can't go out and say, today I'm going to be a real estate investor, without knowing what you need to do. And so I created this series of 9 webinars with a runtime of almost 3 hours. Almost 3 hours of amazing information that you can buy and have on your computer at home. All you have to do is go to my website, thinklink.com, and you click on the red house. It's in the right side, right navigation. Click on the house and go there, and you'll read about it, and you'll see the different webinars and all the rest. What I'm going to do is build an intentional investor day around these seminars, around these webinars, and we'll do something a little bit later on this year so that you can dig in. But now you'll have all the basic information, and I won't have to waste time with that once we actually get to the series. When we actually do a seminar, I want to sit down and give you the higher level stuff, but I always feel like people don't have the basis. Now you'll have the basis. So this is the big exciting news this week. If you're not following us on my website at thinklink.com, you need to be. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can follow me on Twitter. There's all kinds of information coming down the pike. This is the introductory pricing. You can get it today. Go to the website. And then let me know what you need next, because the seminar is going to be next steps, not the first steps. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're talking about investing in real estate today, what you need to know when you're out there looking for a great deal, looking for how you can identify and understand investment opportunities. If you're having trouble buying investment properties, selling investment properties, doing a 1031 tax-free exchange, give us a call, 404-872-0750. Happy to help out with that. So I got an email this week from somebody, and I just have to share this because I think it shows exactly how people are having trouble with the whole investing thing, right? And I thought this was such an interesting question because this woman clearly doesn't get it. She just doesn't understand. She doesn't understand how she's supposed to behave as an investor. She thinks everybody is supposed to come back to her and give her the answers. That it's all supposed to come to her. And I'm all about intentional investing. I'm about being an intentional part of when you rebuild America, right? We talk about this all the time. When you're rebuilding your own personal financial life, it has to come from you, right? You have to have the intention of taking it out there and going out and making things happen for yourself. It's how I've built my whole career. I've had this intention of going out and making it happen. So this woman writes into me, and she says that she doesn't understand the lender won't refinance her. She's got investment real estate, and they're telling her that it's, you know, her loan doesn't qualify. She's underwater. Why doesn't it happen for her? And I say to her that, look, when you are underwater with an investment property, nobody has to help you. Nobody is required to help you. This goes true for any sellers, by the way. If you're underwater with your loan and you're trying to get refinanced, right, nobody has to help you. There is no federal law requiring lenders to do something. They want to do something because they want you to be in a better place. Lenders would like to just clear the books of all the short sales and all the foreclosures and move on. And to do that, they are cutting deals with sellers, wiping the slate clean, not requiring them to pay it back, and moving ahead. But there's no requirement for that. But they recognize that there are people who are just never going to be able to get on the right side of these loans, and they would rather just cut their losses now that home prices are going up a bit and move on. Well, when it comes to investors, they assume that you just want to keep hold of this property. And so now they are helping. But it's on their own dime. It's not like a federal requirement. And so I said to this woman, your expectations are out of whack, lady. You have to understand that this is a volunteer program, not something that they have to do. And so when you approach this with the intention of asking for help instead of demanding it, you might just get a better response. Absolutely believe this. Absolutely. 404-872-0750. Let's go to the phones. Nicole joins us on the line from College Park. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
Welcome to the program. What's going on today?
Well, I am actually, I'm happy I turned the radio on. I just got in the car literally like 5 minutes ago, and I was thinking about getting into investing. You know, I was aware that there's programs for those with low income to buy a home,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure if there's any for those who are trying to invest in homes.
Do you already own your own home?
Not yet.
So you need, first of all, you need to look at my webinar series. Because you need to educate yourself just a little bit.
Okay.
And I want you to read about buying a home in this marketplace. Mm-hmm. So there are programs, and for the book, you should read my Buy, Close, Move In book, because that book talks all about what it's like to buy in this marketplace. But when you get started with investing, the best place to start is by buying your very first home. And the reason is, one, you learn about the experience. Number two, there are better opportunities for people like you to get assistance with down payment, right? And there are some government programs, especially those in Georgia, where they're trying to get people like you who have good credit into the marketplace. So you need to find the local programs, and there's a whole bunch on the Georgia site, the Georgia.gov site. And then you also get the very best interest rates. And there may other be other programs depending on what area of the city you're buying in. And so for you, the way to get into investing is to start with house number one for yourself.
Okay.
Because you'll be able to put the least amount down. You may be able to qualify for a HUD home. You can go to HUDHomestore.com and find a HUD home, which is an FHA foreclosure. But you have to educate yourself. You have to get there and understand where you are with your credit. You should go to annualcreditreport.com, pull your free credit report, get a credit score so you start to understand where that is, and then you want to start finding your dream team. It's all the stuff I talk about in my Intentional Investor webinar series, How to Be Wildly Successful in Real Estate, right? You need a dream team. You need to understand neighborhood. You need to identify and learn how to identify amazing opportunities which are out there. And as a first-time buyer, this is awesome because you will qualify. You won't have to put down 25 or 35% on an investment property, which would probably be out of reach for you. As a first-time buyer, you may be able to put down as little as 3.5% on a HUD home. So that's where I want you to start. I want you to start by getting yourself educated. Read my book, Buy, Close, Move In. It's paperback. You can buy it on Amazon for, I think, $10 or less. Download it today for $9. And then take a look at my Intentional Investor webinar series online at thinklink.com. Just click on. And then put together your dream team and get your roadmap together. And I guarantee you're going to be buying a home in no time. 404-872-0750. I'm Elyse Kling. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment with more of the Elyse Kling Show here on News Talk WSB. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Elyse Kling Show, live on Sundays here on News Talk WSB. It's time for our Real Estate Insight with Rhonda Duffy. Hey, Rhonda, welcome back.
Hi, how are you doing, Elyse?
I'm doing great. So all I'm hearing, and I was driving around Atlanta the last couple of weeks, I'm hearing that homes are selling. Is it a seller's market, and what do you consider to be a seller's market?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the first thing is, after 20 years in real estate, it's a seller's market. You know, we really have never had this type of impact in the market that we're having right now. And what I mean by that is it's very fun. It's very exciting. Sellers are shocked. You know, we were just talking to one of the producers there at the station, and he came through when we were trying to get something done last week, and he said, oh, Rhonda, I sold my house in 4 days. Thank you very much. I mean, I think that sellers are just thinking to themselves, you know, I've been hearing nobody gets their house sold these days. Why even bother? People are getting offers, and the cool thing, Elyse, is that they're getting multiple offers.
So
now, we
didn't
ever have that in Atlanta. When other parts of the country were experiencing that, like maybe you put your house on the market in San Francisco and you'd get 30 offers. You know, they do auction style. We've never even seen this before. This is so, I don't know, it's just exciting for sellers because it's giving them hope. And, you know, the inventory, what a seller's market really is, forgive my excitement here, but what a seller's market really is when the inventory is so tight and buyers are eager to buy that they, you know, really don't have a lot of choice to make, and so they really take things seriously and they speed it up.
Is it happening in every market?
It's not happening in every part of Atlanta, but when I look at our numbers, I don't see a place that really in any price range or area isn't experiencing some of it.
So if you are thinking about selling your home, this is a good time to do it.
Oh, my gosh. If you want to have some fun, this is a time to do it. If you don't want to have the pain of selling your house normally, this is a good time to do it because you just don't know. You could sell your house in 4 hours like one of our clients, one day, 4 days like the guy at WSB himself. I mean, it's just really exciting.
All right. For more information, go to RhondaDuffy.com, where I'm sure you've put up some information on your blog. Thanks for being with us, Rhonda.
Thanks. I'll see you next week.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more on News Talk WSB.
Every Sunday, Elise Link is live and here to guide you through your money and real estate questions. Only on 95.5 FM and AM 750. News Talk WSB.
In a big two-story house.
36 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. I'm Elise Glink. Maybe I've had a little too much Verona coffee this morning. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're talking about investing in real estate today. I am announcing our new webinar series, The Intentional Investor, How to Be Wildly Successful in Real Estate. We have an introductory price for WSB listeners. Just go to my website, thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com. You can just click on the red house. It'll take you to a page that lays out all of the information on it. I'm doing this because you keep asking for a series or a seminar on investing in real estate. And every time I do a seminar, I feel obligated really to do all the initial stuff, the early introductory stuff. And what I wanted to do was give everybody an opportunity to educate themselves, right? This is 2.5 hours worth, broken down into 9 pieces of a really amazing webinar. I want you to use that to get yourself to the next level. And then a little later on this year, probably in the early fall, we're going to do a much more in-depth, higher level, let's call it a masterclass on investing. This is the stuff everybody needs to know. This is the stuff that teaches you what it takes to be a real estate investor, how to identify and understand amazing, unique investment opportunities, whether it's residential or commercial, how to build a real estate team that will fight for you every step of the way. It is so important right now, especially with all this competition that you're hearing about, right? That you find and build the best real estate team that you can and develop a winning investment strategy. Because I know if you don't put your shoulder behind it, it's never going to happen. And I know it can happen for you. I know everybody's starting to think, oh my goodness, we're at historic low interest rates again. Imagine if you buy an investment property and you lock it in at 3.5% or 4% all for the next 30 years or 15 years until you pay it off. You have just locked in amazing gains. These low interest rates are not going to be here for very much longer. Maybe it's another 6 months. Maybe it's another year. They will go up. And when you've locked in an investment property, the right investment property, it's amazing. Sam and I were talking this week about how we're going to start looking around for a commercial building. You know, we're going to go and house our business there. It's growing. We're going to need more space next year. We're going to buy that and lock in this interest rate. And guess what? If we outgrow that space, fine. We'll rent it to somebody else. But we'll have locked it in at 3 or 4%, and we will have a cap rate far higher. So that's what I'm trying to do with this Intentional Investor 9-part webinar series, How to Be Wildly Successful in Real Estate. And you know, if you've listened to the show for a long time, I do not overstate things. wildly successful is going to mean different things to different people, but I have met enough of you over the years at my regular seminars that I know it is possible for you to do this. I know that if you have the right information, you can go out tomorrow and become a successful real estate investor, and that's what I want you to do. So go to thinklink.com, thinklink.com. Click on the red house and get started. 404-872-0750. Let's go back to the phones. Joe joins us on the line from Peachtree City. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I was calling in reference to your earlier caller.
Mm-hmm.
If she is an owner-occupant using an FHA loan, she can do a $100 down program.
Right. Those $100 down programs are good. Did you use those?
Well, I'm a listing broker for HUD.
Ah.
I guess you knew that, but you just didn't explain that first.
Well, there are different programs at HUD for the HUD homes that you can qualify for, right? I mean, there are the $100 down, but then there are other programs. There's like a $1,000 down program. If you're a teacher or a policeman,
right,
there's other programs there that are specialized. So I always hate to say, well, you might, because sometimes people don't qualify for everything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate you adding in today. 40 minutes past the hour, 404-872-0750. Mark joins us on the line from Atlanta. Hey, Mark.
Hi. Denise, how are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Okay, good. I was trying to connect you and almost veer off the road by the other, broadsided by the other car. But
That's not a good thing. You've got to focus on driving.
Yeah. And I have a question, and one of my acquaintances and her two kids graduate level at Georgia University in Midtown, and one is continuing to study, another is going to work soon after May in Midtown. So they thought they're going to rent an apartment for $2,000 a month or something. Then she decided that might as well just buy a condo for both of them. So the lender investigated this condo and found out there's a pending lawsuit. One association suing the tenant and tenant counter-suing for something, for what they call the common area maintenance or something,
yep,
that each of the tenants or owner were liable to, whatever share that come up with out of this lawsuit. So the lender backed out. They thought it was too complicated. They couldn't guarantee the value of the condo. But it's a very high scale condo over there. So they said, hey, these two kids don't have much credit. So these, as a family tradition, they pulled all the resources together and to put up cash for $180 or something to buy the condo. And fortunately, there's no restriction to, the ratio of rent and renter and owner. So even if they can't sell it down the road, they can still rent it out.
Yes.
Or something like that.
So what is your question for me?
My question is, just in case, because they put up a cash for it and there's a lawsuit or something, but down the road, if they, if the property condo goes up in value in case in 10 years or something a lot and they want to sell it, and is it very hard for a condo to be sold because of the intertwined interest and conditions?
All right, let's break down your question, because I think your question is a little complicated.
Yes.
And I think it's more complicated than it needs to be. The story is that these two kids are in school, the family's raised enough cash to spend $180,000 to buy a high-end condo. Right?
Right.
There is a lawsuit going on in the building. I don't care where you are, whatever condo or townhouse association, if you have lawsuits going on, lenders get very nervous. And they get nervous because they don't know what the liability will wind up being and what these girls' ability to pay it, or these kids, I don't know if they're girls, these
boys,
young people's, what their ability to pay down a lawsuit would be. And so lenders don't want any part of it. They just want to back out. And that's because all lending is going on in a box today. There's a square box, and if you don't fit perfectly in the square box, they don't want your business because they already went that route back in 2002, 2003, 2004, and they got hammered for it. So they don't want to do anything with it. So now you've put up the cash, and you're buying this property, which you're asking me, is it going to be a good deal in the long run? And the answer is probably, because you've got a building where nobody wants to buy, and nobody's going to be able to get financing because lenders are going to be nervous. And so this is exactly the kind of investment property that you should be investing in. When somebody doesn't want something, that is the opportunity. That is the one of my great hallmarks, and I talk about it in my intentional investing webinar series. It is one of the hallmarks of an amazing opportunity. It is the hardest thing in the world to actually go in and force yourself to buy something that nobody else wants, right? Emotionally, we're not built that way. Emotionally, we're built to follow along with the crowd. We want to be sheep, not the shepherds. We want to be sheep, right? But you have to be a leader. You have to go against the grain. You have to be willing to step out, and it feels incredibly risky. So it is risky, right? The family is putting up $180,000 in cash to buy this property, and you've got to plan to own it for the next 10 years. But here's what I'm telling you. If these kids are prepared to rent an apartment for $2,000 a month, and you can buy a condo for $180,000, and let's just say that that would translate into maybe at 5%, right, $9,000 a year for the mortgage, or $9,000 a year for interest on the mortgage, right? Now you've got the association fees. You are so far ahead of the game. So they're saving money now. The family's going to get a 5% return on their investment. They can't get that in the bank. So this is a good deal for the people putting up the cash. It's a really good deal for the owners, right? They've got family money involved. Everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody's watching that investment. They're going to take really good care of that property. And when they're ready to move on, you're going to be able to rent it. So the only fly in the ointment that I can see here is that you have to understand what this property can be rented for. And if these kids were willing to pay $2,000 a month to live there because that's what the rent is, then you know going in, this is an amazing deal and opportunity. This is an investment that you should make. It's the kind of investment that I talk about making in my intentional investment webinar series. You want to be wildly successful in real estate? This is a great start, and everybody else is going to be looking for these kind of deals a couple of years down the line when this lawsuit gets settled, and it will get settled. And everybody wants in, and you're already going to be there, and you're going to be there at an amazing price opportunity. So I think they should go for it, Mark. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're talking about investing in real estate today. What to buy, how to identify amazing opportunities, where to get the financing, can you use government financing, can you refinance an investment property with government financing, all of those questions and more, because this is the time to invest in real estate. There has never been a better time. It is probably the end of the best time. I've been talking for the last couple of years on that now is the time to invest. Even when it was so scary in 2009 and 2010, I said this is the best time to buy. We're nearing the end of it now. So if you want to get in, you have to figure out how to be an intentional investor and how that's going to translate for you. And it's all part of my larging Rebuilding America strategy, right? Because you have to understand where you are and rebuild your own personal economy before you can go ahead and buy an amazing intentional investing property. Ingrid joins us on the line from Jonesboro. Hi, Ingrid.
Hello, Denise. How are you doing?
I'm great. What's going on?
My husband and I, we're getting ready to use his VA loan for the first time.
Okay.
We found a property listed at 240. We made a bid for 230.
Okay.
The interest rate is 3.25, 30-year fix.
Okay.
Upon signing the purchase and sale agreement and a couple other forms, we found out that the credit union was offering 2.756 on an FHA loan.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, I have two questions. Can we switch if we want to, or should we switch? And the second question is, the only major flaw we notice with this house is that the air conditioning unit is missing, and there's fire damage in the garage, and it's a REO property owned by the VA.
Okay. So here's what you are missing about an FHA loan. It sounds cheaper, but with an FHA loan, how much are you putting down?
We hadn't talked about that yet because we started with the VA, which was no money down.
Right. So you can't do a no money down with an FHA. Plus, if you only put down 3.5%, you're going to end up paying a huge amount for mortgage insurance.
Uh-huh.
FHA has just increased its mortgage insurance.
Uh-huh.
And when you factor that in, my guess is you're going to be almost the same as the VA.
Okay, so that's off the table. Okay, so what if we found a cheaper interest rate at the credit union? What we settled on was 3.25. Could we switch?
Yes, if you've got 20% to put down. Do you have 20%?
No. This is back to the VA loan now.
Yeah.
Okay, what we settled on was 3.25.
This is a great interest rate, Ingrid.
Okay. So
there's no functional difference between 3.25 and 3%.
Okay.
And VA is about 0%. You would have to go and look at a USDA loan if you even qualified, which also is 0%. If you're going to start putting down 5 and 10%, you might be able to get a little bit better rate, even on the VA loan. But the point is, you are at an amazing interest rate.
Okay.
Don't feel bad.
Okay.
I want you to get off the fence and focus on what's really important, which is getting to closing on this property. Now, my sense is you probably don't want to put a huge amount of money down because you're going to have to fix the fire damage, and you're going to have to actually go in there and do the other things like put in an air conditioning unit. Hello, summer is coming in Atlanta, and you don't want mold. And so all of that is going to require cash to fix up. If you put cash for a down payment, you may not have enough cash for that. So focus on the big picture. Go get this deal done and get started rebuilding your financial life. 404-872-0750 is our number, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I'm Elise Glink. Be back in a moment with more on News Talk WSB.
Sun went down, then it came in a jug, and he passed it around.
57 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. I'm Elise Glink. Thanks for listening to The Elise Glink Show, Rebuilding America One House at a Time. Today we're talking about investing in real estate and a new webinar series that I have created. 9 parts, 2.5 hours of information. This is instead of doing a first-time investor series, what I've done, and there's some great tips in here for people who have already invested, but what I've done is taken this and put it online because I want to have you get this information immediately. I don't want you to have to wait 4 months for us to put on another seminar. I want you to be able to download it and watch it and learn from it and tomorrow take some steps to start building your team. I want you to build a great real estate team, and I want you to understand what I think you should look for in a great real estate team, because if you don't pick the right people, if you don't put them together in a way that makes sense for you, you're not going to be able to invest in real estate in any meaningful way at all. So go to my website, thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com. Click on the red house. It's going to take you to a page that talks about what this series is and what it's going to do for you. And if you have more questions, you can always email me at questions@thinklink.com. But I think this webinar series, is going to be great for you. 404-872-0750, News Talk WSB. When we come back, we're going to take your calls, and we're going to answer some more questions, and we are going to help you invest the very best way that we can. All right, 59 minutes past the hour. I'm Elise Glink. Stay tuned. Be back with Moment and more with News Talk WSB.
It's live, expert money and real estate advice every Sunday. Elise Glink is on 95.5 FM and AM 750, News Talk WSB.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is 12:07 on the Elise Glink Show. 404-872-0750 is our number. Think thinklink.com, thinklink.com is the website. And today we're talking about investing. Because when I talk about rebuilding America one house at a time, and I talk about rebuilding your financial life, one of the things you have to think about is how are you going to get off the fence and start to make investments. And what's happening in Atlanta is everybody's kind of woken up and said, oh my gosh, interest rates are still at historic lows. There's a great opportunity, an amazing opportunity to get in there and buy investment real estate, buy a first-time house, trade up, move up, sell. We heard from Rhonda Duffy earlier today that selling is hot and sellers are just getting really good prices for their property. I know somebody who sold their house in 4 days. She knows somebody who sold their house in 4 hours. Property is starting to change hands and there's not enough on the market. But if you're careful and you're thoughtful about what you buy, about the investment that you make, you're going to make money over time. And that is why I created my new Intentional Investor webinar series. 9 parts, 2.5 hours of information about how to be the best real estate investor you can be, how to be wildly successful in real estate. It's the stuff I would teach you if you came to an event, but you don't have to wait 4 months for me to actually put on an event. All you have to do is go to my website, thinklink.com, click on the red house, and get great information. All right, let's go back to the phones. We are talking about investing today. Chris joins us on the line from Stone Mountain. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So what have you got going on with investing?
I just recently purchased a tract of land out of Stone Mountain. It was for sale for the last maybe 10 years. The guy didn't want to let it go. I think it was selling it for like somewhere up in $380,000 to $400,000. But long story short, I got the land for about $120,000.
Wow! How much land is it?
It's a little bit over 3 acres.
Okay.
So it's off of busy street and everything. It's a nice area. But I was wondering, what are the chances of lenders wanting to finance a building and things like that if you have an approval on your land?
Well, so the first thing is I'm sure you paid cash for it because it's still really hard, right, to finance vacant land. So now what do you want to build on it?
Well, I had plans for luxury townhomes, Mediterranean style.
Mm-hmm.
And so, 30 units. Yeah.
Right. So what's going to happen is lenders aren't going to want to finance that property for you until you have sold or pre-sold a certain percentage. And sometimes that's 20 or 30%, and sometimes it's a lot more. So what you need to do is figure out a way to get it sold, to sell off the plans without having the financing in place. And so that may be that you rent a trailer of some sort and you put it up at the location and you invest in some signage and you start getting people through the door. What I'm hearing from developers, and I've heard this from several people this week, is developers are having a really hard time finding land. I mean, it could be that you get a developer who comes over to you and says, wow, you paid $120, I'll pay you $340 and I'll take the land off your hands. And you may just get your money back that way. So there are a lot of different ways for you to proceed. Now, if you're thinking that you want to build these luxury townhouses, you've got to figure out a place and a way to do it. So maybe you rent a place in town in Stone Mountain, and you've got signage on the property, you've got ads up, you've got a website up, you're starting to actually promote this development, and people come to the office in town and they buy off the plans. That's what we did when we bought our last property. Not the last one, but the one that we did that was off the plans. It was about 7 years ago. And we went to a developer's office that was in town, but not on the actual property because the building wasn't built yet. And so we went there and we bought it right off the plans. But when you're doing that, you have to be incredibly careful that people understand exactly what they're getting and that you have made it easy for them to look at finishes and all the rest. You should probably think about having a showroom or building a showroom, renting a space that allows them to look and touch and feel the finishes when they see how gorgeous they are. If they're luxury, they're going to see it. That's when they're going to buy. If it's too ethereal, right, if it's not anything enough that they can put their hands on, they've got to touch something. Even if it's like a 3x3 piece of marble, if they're not going to touch at least something like that, you're going to have a really hard time with it. 404-872-0750. Bill joins us on the line from Athens. Hi, Bill.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I have a quick question. I've been trying to help my sister-in-law who went through a divorce a couple of years ago. Ultimately, her home was foreclosed on, and she's been rebuilding her credit for the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard you mention in an earlier call about some, what I wasn't aware of, fairly unique programs. She happens to be a teacher.
Ah.
Is there any way that she could look at home ownership sooner than 5 or 7 years from the foreclosure?
Yes. Do you have any idea where her credit is?
Yes. It is getting close to 700.
That's great. How close? How close is important, because if it's like 680, it's really good. If it's 620, not so good.
To be honest, I think it's 10 or 20 points difference between the three different agencies. She bought a car about 3 months ago. She got financing for it. Wasn't a great rate. Let's call it 8%. And then hopefully that's going to help a little as well. But she has no other debts other than the small loan on a previously owned car.
Okay. There are...
One more data point.
Okay.
She also has recently come into an inheritance, not a sizable sum of money, but, you know, would obviously shore up her cash resources and provide cash for a meaningful down payment, 20% or more.
Okay. So a HUD home might be a good place to go, because HUD is most familiar and most forgiving of what is going on with people. And if she's 3 years out from a foreclosure and she has a meaningful down payment, she may actually be able to buy something now. So what she needs to do is figure out if she's actually going to be able to do that, and if there's a lender out there that will lend to her with a 680 credit score, let's say, and so a meaningful amount of down payment. If she can't do it alone, then there's a question of, well, if somebody else who has better credit signs on with her, would you be able to help her that way?
Yes, but I may prefer just to give her more cash. Would that solve the situation?
Well, it might. Where is she looking to buy?
In Athens.
So are there condos in Athens that aren't selling? Are there single-family homes that are not selling? Maybe the price is so cheap in a part of Athens that she would want to be in, that maybe you could actually buy a house for $50,000, $60,000, $70,000.
That's difficult to do with the university, because all those are used for student housing.
Got it.
I take your point.
So, but there are ways to sort of work around that, where if you bought a house, let's say for $100,000 or $120,000, and she put down $60,000 in cash, that maybe you wouldn't feel bad about signing on for a $60,000 loan. Or with an FHA, you could get an FHA loan that she could then just assume fully at some point in time down the line. There are a bunch of different ways to slice this, is what I'm saying.
And there would be realtors that would specialize in this, is a point I took you saying earlier.
Yeah, there absolutely. So if you go to HUDHomestore.gov, right? HUD Home Store. I keep saying .gov, but it's HUDHomestore.com, which is the website for HUD.gov and HUD Home. So HUDHomestore.com. If you go there and you click on Georgia, you can also look on the current sales incentives. You can look about how to buy a HUD home and HUD-approved lenders. And you can start calling some of those HUD-approved lenders and asking them, and your sister-in-law has got to help go with you too, and asking them whether she's going to qualify, given that her credit score ranges from 660 to 690, let's say. And see what they say, because she's 3 years out from a foreclosure. Now, they may just say to you, you know what, we can't talk to her for 2 more years. And if that's the case, then what you may want to do is you may want to buy this property with an FHA loan, and then she could assume it 2 years from now when she's actually able to.
Well, if I just did owner financing for her, and then when she's 5 years out, Would that help her credit, or is that confusing?
No, I think it's terrific. I don't know what will help her credit the most is just continuing to make her payments on time for the car loan.
Right.
Credit using, you know, a credit card occasionally and paying it off in full at the end of the month. That's going to help repair her credit. She needs 4 active trade lines. So that could be a car loan and 3 credit cards. And as long as she just maintains them, pays them off at the end of the month, makes sure she's not carrying a balance, that will, on its own in 2 more years, pump up her credit probably into the 700s.
Okay.
She just needs more time. So absolutely, you could buy it. And, you know, you won't qualify for the $100 down program, right, for an FHA loan, but it sounds like you don't need it. You can buy this, and you can be the financing arm for it, and then she will be able to assume, you know, she'll be able to go out and get financing on her own down the line, and that should be just fine.
Super. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining the show today. It's 19 minutes past the hour, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. As you've just heard me say, there are so many different ways to help people recover. And this is such a great idea to go out. If you have somebody in your family who cannot get financing, they did a short sale or a foreclosure or a bankruptcy, and they have to wait out the 5 years, mandatory 3 years or 5 years, and you can't get a lender who will lend around that. Bill is thinking about buying this home as an investment, or being the owner financing, per se. Rent, she'll buy it. He'll be the bank. Getting interest on his money, it'll be better than he gets in the bank. So if he's got money sitting there earning 0.5% or less, this is a way to get 4 or 5% for his money. She's going to buy the home, find the home, buy the home. He's going to be the bank, and everybody ends up happy. And it's a great investment strategy. We've been talking today about investing in real estate. Your sister-in-law, your brother-in-law, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, family members make great partners for investing in real estate. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. 20 minutes past the hour on the Elyse Kling Show. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more and a prize pack next on News Talk WSB.
Expert money advice you can depend on anytime at ClarkHoward.com and midday every Sunday with Elyse Glink on 95.5 FM and AM 750 News Talk WSB.
We're playing a little George Jones today. So sad. Hope you're enjoying it. 404-872-0750, 25 minutes past the hour, time for the WSB McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack. This is a great one, folks. It's got a $545 value. It includes a family four-pack of tickets to the Georgia Renaissance Festival, now through June 2nd in Fairburn, a gift certificate for one-unit residential air duct cleaning, courtesy of Zero Res, and a pair of tickets to the Rock Me Home Paw Jam Benefit Concert featuring Bo Bice. This is like a tongue twister of a prize pack. From American Idol and other special guests on May 4th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, $545 we're going to give it away to the fifth caller at 404-741-0750. 404-741-0750, that's the prize pack. Good luck. Be nice to Crystal. She's going to take your call. And somebody says to me, why do you always say be nice to Crystal? And I said, believe it or not, when people don't win these prize packs, sometimes they're not so nice to Crystal. But be nice to Crystal. She's going to take your call, and we'll tell you who wins when we get back a little bit later on after news. Thanks so much. All right. We have another half hour to go on the Elyse Kling Show and a whole long list of phone calls that I want to get through. We're going to take a quick break right now for news, weather, and traffic. Come back and take some more of your calls. We're also going to talk about investing in real estate, which is today's topic. I want everybody to be an intentional investor. I want you to be wildly successful in real estate. And if you go to my website right now, thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com, and click on the red house, it will take you to a page that shows you what you need to do. My 9-part webinar series, I've been talking about it, how to be wildly successful in real estate. As an intentional investor, it is ready to go. It's there waiting for you. What it takes to be a real estate investor and make smart choices, how to identify and understand unique opportunities, everything you need. ThinkGlink.com. 27 minutes past the hour. I'm Elise Glink. Stay tuned. I'll be back in a moment with more on News Talk WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at ThinkGlink.com and find Elise Glink live midday every Sunday on 95.5 FM and AM 750. News Talk WSB.
36 minutes past the hour. News Talk WSB. I'm Elise Glink. Rebuilding America, one house at a time, always starting with yours. Today we've been talking about investing in real estate. I have a new webinar series called The Intentional Investor, How to Be Wildly Successful in Real Estate. You can buy it, access it on my website, thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com. This is instead of having an event, right? This is 9 parts, 2.5 hours. It's as if we did a half-day event. And this is what we have instead, because now you can get it immediately and you don't have to wait 4 months for the event to happen. I want you to be able to start buying investment property tomorrow. And this is a way to do it. So go to thinkglink.com and click on the red house and get all the information you need. 404-872-0750. Let's go back to the phones. Jay joins us on the line from Jonesboro. Hi, Jay. Jay?
Yes, I got a VA loan. Well, I'm looking to get a VA loan on a first-time home buyer.
Okay.
And the agent told me that I needed to put down earnest money. So I put down $1,200 worth of earnest money. One of my questions is whether or not I have to put that down? And my other question is, if I have a large down payment on the house that I want to purchase, is that wise to do that? VA loan.
All right. So, Jay, you've never bought property before. You're a first-time buyer?
Yes, I am.
Did you read any books or anything about how to buy property before you went out and did it?
No, I didn't. I just got an agent.
So, you're missing... So, what concerns me is not what you've done, because the short answer to your question is, yes, it's fine to put down it's earnest money. That's typically required, so the seller knows you're a serious buyer. What bothers me is you didn't know that. You didn't take the time to educate yourself ahead of time. And I'm so glad you're calling me now, because I'm worried that you're going to make a really huge mistake simply because you don't know any better. You can't go out and buy real estate without educating yourself. Right? That's what's so important. So what I want you to do is go to Amazon.com. There are a whole bunch of books about buying real estate, but my book can probably help you the most, and you can probably buy it for $9. Buy, Close, Move In, or 100 Questions Every First-Time Homebuyer Should Ask. Because if you don't even know if you're required to put down earnest money, it concerns me what else you don't know. Right?
Well, yes, I'm going to meet with a counselor at the VA tomorrow.
Well, I think that's a really good step, but it's not the... If you don't even know what questions to ask, you are going to get into a huge amount of trouble, and I don't want that to happen. So I'm concerned that you've put the cart before the horse. I love that you're out there getting a VA loan and buying real estate, but the thing is, Jay, if you have a large down payment and you actually earn money, you don't need a VA loan. You might get a cheaper, better loan if you've got 20% to put down in this property with a conventional lender. It might be cheaper with fewer fees. You don't need to pay private mortgage insurance. And yet you went with the VA loan because you're a veteran. And you're thinking, I'm going to use my VA benefit. But it may be cheaper for you not to do that. You don't even know because you haven't shopped around because you don't even know to do that. So what I want you to do is read up today before you go meet with that VA counselor. I want you to go and download my book, 100 Questions Every First-Time Homebuyer Should Ask, or Buy, Close, Move In. Go read about buying real estate. And if you can't do that, go to my website at thinklink.com and read about it. Read some of the questions about being a first-time homebuyer and what you need to know so that you don't get the wool pulled over your eyes. This is the biggest single purchase you're ever going to make to date. I want you to do it the right way. And to do that, you really need to educate yourself. Yes, you need to put down an earnest deposit. Yes, you have to. Yes, you have options if you have a large down payment. Good thing you're talking to the VA lender. But how did you even find an agent? You just said you got yourself an agent. Well, great. How did you evaluate that agent? What questions did you ask to make sure you were getting somebody who really understood you, understood your needs, understood where you need to be? There's so many things you need to know. So please, please, go educate yourself, and then you're going to have a great home buying experience. 404-872-0750. It is 40 minutes past the hour. Catherine joins us on the line. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, I've been looking for a home since February, and since that time, I've been in 5 different bidding wars and lost all of them to mostly investors.
Wow.
Yeah, and the prices for the homes in the area that I'm looking for have gone on significantly.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel that basically I'm outpriced for in that area. My apartment lease is up, and I'm paying month to month. So my question is, should I just sit this out for a couple of months until there's sufficient inventory?
Well, if you know where you want to live and you can't find the right property, and you're bidding at the very top of your range,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to have to either find a different place to buy a home, or you're going to have to change the parameters somehow, or you'll have to sit out. So you already know that sitting out is an option. Better not to pay more than you can. However, maybe there's a different type of property you can look for. Maybe there's a property that's in not as good shape that you could buy for less money or a little bit more money, but fix up over time, knowing that you're going to be able to build in value that's going to be exceeding where you're getting in at. So is there a different type of property? Can you buy a 2-bedroom instead of a 4-bedroom? Is there a condo or a townhouse? If you want a single family home, can it be in less good shape, needing a little more work? You can live in it, but it's tired looking, something that maybe investors wouldn't be interested in.
Yeah, right now I'm looking for a townhouse, and I work in Atlanta, and I'm looking at Cherokee County and Cumming, and even at those northern sections of the general vicinities, I'm still, you know, the inventory is so low that that was one of the options. We were just to sit out, and hopefully, you know, the market gets corrected with additional inventory.
So the only problem with sitting it out, and part of this may be you need a different real estate agent. Are you looking with an agent?
Yes, I am.
So do you feel like your agent is working pretty hard for you? I mean, you've had 5 bidding opportunities and you've lost them all. Do you feel like you've got the right agent?
Well, I do, but my problem, what my agent has told me that I'm working with him, and I'm also doing Georgia Dream, which is a FHA program.
Yep.
And he believes that's more my problem, because a lot of the buyers don't want to adhere to the rules and regulation that Georgia Dream, I've had to go through that program.
Right. Well, it's easier to take an all cash offer from an investor than deal with this. So I get that. Is there an FHA or a HUD home that you could buy instead, where they're more catering to people like you who are part of that program?
Well, in fact, I looked at a HUD home a couple of weeks ago, but then the mortgage that I'm dealing with, the lender told me that if I look into a HUD, the appraisal, I would have to pay the difference between the overbid and the appraisal price, which usually is, you know, if you're looking for an FHA loan, you really don't have that extra $7,000 to pay out of pocket
right.
for the overbid price. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm, you know, up to the point that I'm like, well, is this going to get, you know, is this an artificial?
Yes, I think it's an artificial high. And I do think it's an investor-driven recovery. I've said this many, many times. It's one of the reasons why I keep talking about investing in real estate, because it's the investors who are actually out there sopping up these homes. It's not really buyers. If you look at the number of mortgage originations for owner-occupied property through the Mortgage Bankers Association, you're still at almost record lows. It's not actually people like you who want to live in properties who are able to buy them at the moment. So investors seem to have an insatiable appetite driven by historic low interest rates as well. And they're accounting for 16 to 20% of the market when they should be accounting for
6%. Wow, that's a big
difference. It's a really big difference. And what it speaks to is the idea that there really aren't enough people with good jobs out there who are able to afford to buy these homes and who are getting outbid, because for sellers who are finally able to sell, investors don't care. If they're bidding with cash, they don't care what the appraised value actually is. They're looking at a long-run return, and putting cash somewhere where otherwise they'd be getting half a percent on their money, and now they can get 5 or 10% on their money. And it's a really big change. So for you, it may be best to sit out for a little while. The only problem with sitting out is that you may get lucky. And you're not going to get lucky if you're not in the market. And by luck, I mean preparation meets opportunity. So if you're out there actively bidding on these properties, which I understand is really frustrating and difficult when you lose it, it's like you get emotionally invested and then you get slapped. If you do that enough, though, you're going to feel less emotionally invested, and it's more of just an opportunity over and over again, and you're doing all the right things. You may just get lucky and happen on a property that an investor hasn't spotted yet. And that's where you need a really great real estate agent who can get you in right at the beginning and help you figure out exactly what you need to do.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that I am, you know, it is an investor's, basically, the investors are the ones that are getting the great deals, and it's not that I'm doing something wrong or I'm being very picky about things, and I might just sit this out for a while.
Yeah, I don't think you're being picky. If you told me you were working in Atlanta and you wanted to buy a condo in Midtown,
I would say
to you, there are a lot for sale. There are a lot for sale, and they're not getting bought up because, except by investors, and they're even more available because you can't get financing. Mm-hmm. So people can't get financing. So that's a different issue. That's where we started the show this morning, where Mark called in and said that his two kids are going to school in Midtown, and they were going to spend $2,000 a month to rent. And instead, what they're doing is they're going to buy a condo with family money because they can't even get financing. And so until all of those are sopped up, Midtown Atlanta is going to have plenty of inventory. But what you're looking for, clearly everybody else is too. So you've either got to get smarter about how you're doing it, or you're going to have to sit back and wait. And don't worry about interest rates. They're still going to be low. But you may want to reevaluate the type of housing you're looking at. And instead of looking at a townhouse, maybe you want to look at a single family or something else that would be less in demand. 48 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. Jennifer joins us on the line from Snellville. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I was listening earlier and heard the gentleman call in that they had financed, I believe for his nieces, a condo.
Yep, Mark.
Got a rental.
Mm-hmm.
It was an inherited property, and I've had some problems with them paying, but they've actually almost caught up. But they're interested in doing an owner finance to purchase this property.
Uh-huh.
And I just Zillowed it, and it's increased.
Zillow. It's called Zillow. You just Zillow?
Yeah, Zillow.
Uh-huh.
It's increased somewhat in price, because we could afford to hang on to it, and I'm hoping the market will creep back up, but considering the school district that property's in, this might be the top at the moment for the next few years. So I'm trying to decide whether or not, if I do an owner finance, or just write out, put it on the market and sell it. Because I'm worried, because they have had issues paying. If I do an owner finance, then I'm still in the same hole.
Yeah, I would not do owner financing for people who aren't current on their mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
The real question is, why can't they go out and get regular financing? And the answer is because if they're late with you, they're late with other payments.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trashed. Their credit is trashed.
They told me straight up they had had some issues when I let them move in.
Yeah. So that's okay, but they're not even on time yet. So that you have to separate the issue of, am I going to sell this property because this is the best it's going to be, with, am I going to sell to these people?
Mm-hmm.
And what I would say to these people is, I need to see a year of on-time payments before I consider selling to you.
That's a good idea, yes.
Because you know, I'm just not going to take a risk that you're going to fall behind and then I have no control because you own this property.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really serious about it, I need 12 months of on-time payments and then we're going to see where we are and we can make a deal. That buys you a year to go out and see if you want to sell and what the property price is that you could get. And if you want to sell within the year, that's fine. You know, you have not promised them the property. You just say if you're going to do it in a year, but keep in mind, I may sell this to somebody else. So what you're doing is giving yourself all the options and opportunities, and you're limiting their ability to stranglehold your property.
Now, I didn't re-up my lease I had with them. I let that expire in November. They wanted to re-up, and I'm just wondering if I decide that I'm going to go ahead and put it on the market and tell them goodbye.
Do a month to month. I would do it. You're probably in a month to month right
now.
Yes,
I am.
And I would just leave it as a month to month. And I would just say to them, if you're still interested in buying, that's fine, but it's going to take a year of payments for me to consider selling to you.
And if I decided that they had to go, though, is that 30 days, 90 days?
It depends what your lease says. But it's probably you wouldn't be able, if you sold your property, you would not be able to sell and close within 30 days anyway. So you would just be able to say to them, it's going to be 60 days and you're out. So find a place to go to. But you want to make sure that if they are going to be buyers and they're turning their lives around, you give them every opportunity because this could be a really great opportunity. And after a year of on-time payments, their credit score may be in a place where they don't need you to be the lender. And that's just fine. Intentional Investing 101 for real estate on the Elyse Gling Show. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more in a moment on News Talk WSB.
She told him you'll forget in time.
57 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. I'm Elyse Gling. Thanks for listening today to the show. Don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. ThinkGlink.com. ThinkGlink.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Glink, at G-L-I-N-K. Go to the Equifax Finance blog to get all kinds of great information about real estate, taxes, investing, credit from real credit experts. It's absolutely amazing. Family finance, small business. We've got all kinds of great stuff at the Equifax Finance blog. Now, if you are a real estate agent or broker who has a lot of investor clients and you want to make my new intentional investor how to be wildly successful in real estate, 9-part webinar series available to your clients, because smarter clients are the best thing that you can have if you're a real estate agent. Please email me at questions@thinkglink.com. Questions@thinkglink.com. We'd love to talk to you. And if you're an investor who just wants to be really smart about what you're doing, you should go to thinklink.com and click on the red house. And that will take you to a page that discusses the Intentional Investor Series and what you'll find out in each part. How to be smart, what qualities you need, how to identify amazing investment opportunities, how to put together your real estate dream team. I don't know, location, 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 how to understand different types of properties, residential, commercial, industrial. It's all there. Instead of having an event that you have to wait for today, you can download the real estate series, Intentional Investor, How to Be Wildly Successful in Real Estate. Go to thinklink.com and find out how. The music's playing, and that means it's time for me to go. Have a great week, everybody. I'll be back next Sunday at 11 here on News Talk WSB. Oh my.